Welcome to the beautiful grounds of the Dawes Arboretum. Our mission is to enrich lives through the conservation of trees and nature. Enjoy the sights, the scents, and the sounds of nature all around you. You may have come to soak up the colorful blooms of spring, the calm green of summer, or the solitude of fall and winter. The Arboretum offers all of this and so much more. What's in a name? The Dawes Arboretum. An arboretum is an outdoor museum for trees. We got our start in 1929. We now cultivate and display more than 16,000 trees and shrubs. That requires land, nearly 2,000 acres. Our plants have ornamental, scientific, and educational value. And Dawes? Well, it's the family name of our founders, Beeman Gates Dawes and Bertie Burr Dawes. Before we head to that original 140-acre property, Dawswood, we will pass by a modern hub of scientific activity. Most of our 16,000 woody plants got their start in the nursery, the brown building to your right. Some plants were acquired from other arboreta. Some were started here from seeds or nuts. Others were grafted onto rootstock. A small percentage of the plants are sold to the public at our spring and fall plant sales. Most are planted right here on our grounds. And as much as we aspire to plant trees, we do recognize the value of open spaces and vistas. Sometimes knowing where not to plant something is just as important as knowing where to plant something. As you approach the intersection, notice another building on your right. It houses the classrooms of the Zand Education Center. Included with the center are an outdoor learning garden, two small greenhouses, and the Trip Higgins Pond. Education has always been a focus of the Arboretum. In 1929, our founders, Beeman and Bertie Dawes, enacted the Deed of Trust, declaring the Arboretum as a place to, quote, give pleasure to the public and education to the youth. Thousands of people participate in our education programs and events each year. Now, as you turn right at the Y in the road, the next white building on your right will be the History Archive. This is the storehouse for the photographs, documents, and artifacts of not just the Arboretum, but the Dawes founding family. And now we come to the brick Dawes Woodhouse Museum. At scheduled times, visitors can tour this museum to see select artifacts on display. The building was constructed in 1867 by Mr. John Brumback. The Dawes family moved onto the property in 1917. They called Dawswood their country home. Beeman Gates Dawes passed away in 1953. His wife, Bertie Burr Dawes, followed in 1958. They were buried in the Dawes Memorial on the left. Several of their descendants have also chosen this as their final resting place. Etched along the ceiling of the memorial is a quote from minister and author Henry Van Dyke. He said, "He that planteth a tree is the servant of God. He provideth a kindness for many generations, and faces that he hath not seen shall bless him." As our drive bends to the left, note that the property across the street on the right is still arboretum property. There are reforestation plots of young trees. A red barn and accompanying trails host school groups and summer camps. Beyond that area lies our Dutch Fork wetlands. A popular destination for bird watchers, the area features an upland prairie, an observation deck, a picnic shelter, a parking area, and trails that take you along the berm above a series of wetland pools. Approximately one-third of the Arboretum's land is in collections. Collections include plants that are mapped, labeled, and inventoried on a regular basis. Are you or someone you know looking to add trees to your landscape? Well, park and wander the trails and lawn through any collection. See what catches your eye and find its name on the label. Now turn right at the Y in the road. As you travel along the Arboretum Auto Tour Roadway, Notice the small parking lots where you can park your car and walk a trail. Each garden collection or natural area is accessible, either on wheels across the asphalt or on foot by way of the trail system in the lawn areas. When you return to the four-way intersection, please continue straight. The National Park Service listed the Dawes Arboretum on the National Register of Historic Places. This honors Bertie and Beeman Dawes' contribution to the American conservation movement of the early 20th century. In Ohio alone, from the start to the end of the 19th century, the amount of land covered in forests dropped dramatically from more than 90% to nearly 10%. In these times of rapid settlement and agricultural production, Bertie and Beeman Dawes chose to plant trees on their land and encourage others to do the same. This grassland on your left is one example of our natural areas. One-third of our property is managed as high-quality habitats to allow native plants and wildlife to thrive. We have been studying natural areas since the 1930s. Ahead to your right is the drive to the popular Japanese garden. This garden was designed and constructed in the 1960s by Makoto Nakamura of Kyoto University in Japan. He brought in 20 truckloads of boulders to complete hill and pond structures. These give you, the visitor, the feeling of being among islands in the sea. And as you walk the path, hidden features are gradually revealed, somewhat like turning the pages of a book. Mr. Nakamura meant for this garden to represent East meets West. Thus, the garden incorporates plants native to both Japan and the United States. Thank you for visiting. To tour the south loop of the auto tour, take the first exit on the right when you reach the roundabout. And to discover more about the current projects at the Dawes Arboretum and how you can help us enrich lives through the conservation of trees and nature, visit the website at dawesarb.org.